Dreamcast. This week with your hosts, Drath.
Everybody knows the Holocaust was a lie, so let's sing about the things we like and don't be shy.
Craigie Boy.
I'm not in France.
And Gasp.
Good. Between you and me, I think the Ruskies need a good kick in the balls, right in the testicles, the source of their commie power.
And now, we will begin the Dreamcast, after which we will enjoy some cake.
Time to go down below into the liquid abyss!
Fuck you, whoever's listening.
Fuck it, listener.
Hold on, go look.
Okay, so I think I'll...
I thought you said you were recording, we could just edit it in.
Yeah, but...
You know how outbound like me is editing.
Don't be a bitch, please. Okay, so I guess I'll start. Okay, once again, welcome to the Dreamcast. I am Gasp and I have here another two amazing gentlemen. So, introduce yourselves.
Draft again. Oh, I thought it was a woman.
Okay, I have Drath and Craig.
Old joke is
yes, good old Drath. Pub Drath is here, fellas.
So everything is going to be all right. Oh, you. Okay, so I guess we'll start with what we have been playing these past weeks. So, you, Drath, go.
Well, right now I'm playing Heroes of New Earth, which I've been playing lots of because it's a pretty damn awesome game.
PC gaming.
PC gaming, woo!
Yeah.
A little bit of fear.
Oh, wake me up when you start with the PC gaming.
And a few days ago, I got invited to a League of Legends beta, so...
Yeah, you got invited.
The thing is, everyone who's listening to this...
Yeah, so shut
for
up.
For you, it's just this episode. For me, this is constant with these guys about their PC gaming.
You
have to put up with this bullshit.
League of Legends. You get kicked.
You suck. Shut up. Yeah, so what about it? League of Legends.
It's a pretty good game. It's a lot like learning Dota again, which is fucking annoying.
Yeah, I gotta say, I think I'm going to step in as well, since I've also got in beta for League of Legends. And for someone like me that never played Dota, that is Defense of the Ancients, a mod for Warcraft 3 that is gaining a lot of popularity lately. And it wasn't that as hard as I was expecting, and it is a lot of fun. And besides, the game, when released, it's going to be free. So yeah, shut up and go play it.
Free?
Yeah, free!
So how can you complain about it then? You didn't pay anything.
Pretty annoying thing with it is that in the beta, because like, it's pretty steep learning curve. Like Dota and Heroes New Earth don't have a tutorial or anything.
It's not very noob friendly.
In League of Legends, there is a tutorial, but you can't access it yet.
Yeah, I guess.
But you have to unlock it by playing really well.
No, with the final release, there will be a tutorial, and I guess it will help. For everyone that doesn't know that much about a game like this. But yeah, for now you have to just go and try and fail a lot. So yeah.
You could just go on YouTube and look up for someone's walkthrough with something.
In Dota, there is no way you can tell if someone's good at the game or not. So like, someone will host a noobs only game. And then what will end up, there's only one new player in the game, and everyone else is just like the best player.
That's the problem when you see those servers that say the noobs only, it ends up being like,
it's full of
skilled
veterans.
Players in that game.
Like,
I've been playing this game since it was released.
Yeah, anything else?
Is that all you've been playing?
League of Legends is like, anyway. Yeah, so.
Have you played any console games?
Console games. What are those? What's
they don't have consoles in Australia.
He was making a funny.
It's PC gaming.
Yeah, that's right. The Super Nintendo just got released here.
Oh yeah. How is it? Is it fun? Okay, moving on. Greggy, what have you been playing?
Yes, I've been playing was, well, I was been playing Left 4 Dead because I kind of gave up on the idea of Valve porting it to PS3, so I thought fuck it and buy it on the PC because Left 4 Dead 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
And it's
It's fun.
Yeah. Except you can't play it because you get issues.
Yeah, I've got some PC issues right now.
Fuck PC
gaming.
This is how good PC gaming is. This is how good it is when it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to some real games. Been playing a bit of Little Big Planet because I like going on other people's levels,
yeah,
even if some of them suck.
PC gaming doesn't work if you're a fucking retard.
Ouch.
Does that mean Garth is a retard?
Yes, he is then, if he can't get it to work.
I can, but not that well. I blame Minority Vista. Okay, well, so...
You say PC gaming's bad because you can't get it to work. I turn on my Xbox 360 for the first time and it gets fucking red rings.
Yeah, but that's my PC company. That's why it doesn't work.
Yeah, Microsoft, Microsoft. Yeah. No, but PC gaming needs a lot of extra work that some people just don't want to do.
I will enjoy PC gaming when it gets to the point where I put a game, and when I play it, it actually plays. That is when I like PC gaming.
Awesome.
Even when I'm playing Left 4 Dead, it doesn't work 100%.
Why?
Because you keep dying at it? Yeah, that's part of the game.
Anyway, I've been playing
Little Big Planet.
Excuse me. Yeah, but I've said that one. I've also been playing some Resident Evil 5 a little bit ago on the mercenaries mode where you have to.
Oh yeah, I know.
The only way you can get good at that mode is if the person playing with you doesn't suck. Which, unfortunately for me, no. Before you say that I suck, I don't. I've never died. It's all someone else who sucks.
Yeah, I call shenanigans on that. Shenanigans.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Anything noteworthy.
I still haven't picked up Resident Evil. I just don't feel like it. It feels way too much like Resident Evil 4 for me. In a way, it isn't exactly bad, but meh.
Resident Evil 4 was good.
Yeah, it was great.
It was very good.
It was awesome. Awesome.
It was okay. Awesome sauce.
Anything else?
No, I said that was pretty much it. Interesting. I don't want this to be boring.
I'm not
wasting everyone else's time.
How the hell could that happen? Eh? No. Okay, so what I've been playing. Okay, besides League of Legends that I've only started yesterday.
At least I've been playing League of Legends against the beta.
Yeah, I won't get into much detail because I don't know how much detail I can give since it is a beta and all that. But I'll go to the forums and maybe me and Wrath will do a little preview after we get a couple of playthroughs. Yeah, but besides that, I started playing again.
Because some developers get pretty anal about people reviewing games.
How dare you say anything about our game? How dare you have an opinion?
Well, it's like, what happens is sometimes people release information that they don't want people outside the beta to know yet. So then,
because sometimes it might not be accurate to the final version or something, or they just don't want it, so it's their game, they know best. Yeah, but besides that, I started playing again Call of Duty 4 on the PS3, and
isn't that the version that had those hacks?
I've heard about that there were some serious problems, but I think they have sorted out because
I think they tried to get an update out to block it.
Because
or something like that.
Since I started playing again, I haven't. Had any problems, so I guess they are fixed, or at least mostly. I can't say.
Well, you've just been very lucky.
Yeah, or that. No, but for some reason,
play some Call of Duty 4. What's going on? Why is he flying?
I'm so confused.
Superman's joined the game.
Yeah, but as I was saying, for some reason, when I first played it, it wasn't when it was released. It was a couple of months later, but I just couldn't get into the online. I just couldn't. I don't know why. Because maybe because at the time I was.
It didn't work, or you just didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I can't explain because now I like it. It's strange. Maybe it's because at the time I was. I was busy playing Metal Gear Online, so maybe it was because of that. Yeah, but now I like it a lot, and I'm more into Modern Warfare 2, especially the knife throwing. Just for that, I'll buy the game. Yeah. Have you seen the new trailer where the dude throws a knife?
No.
It's cool. Any game that's...
I can already see those throwing knives getting pretty annoying.
Yeah, I guess they are going to be hard to use. I mean, I guess.
You know what they say, though? Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Okay, so besides...
Yeah, that was a lame pun.
Yeah. Moving on. No, but besides that, I've been playing Final Fantasy VIII, as I mentioned on the last podcast. But now I'm onto
the... Yeah, but that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah. No, now I'm onto the second disc. I have like 15 hours in. And I don't know why many people say it sucks, because I'm enjoying it a lot. It has a nice story, nice... The characters aren't as well as thoroughly developed as in maybe 7 or 6. At least by now, the moment I'm on the story, but it's fun nevertheless. And I guess it's going to be another huge Final Fantasy. There isn't any Final Fantasy that doesn't take like 50 hours. Dang. Yeah, but besides Final Fantasy VIII,
I know absolutely nothing about Final Fantasy, so...
I don't even like Final Fantasy, I think it's pretty boring.
Blasphemy! You motherfucker. No, I like a lot. I mean,
I just pretty much hate JRPGs in general. But...
Oh yeah, that might be a problem in liking Final Fantasy. So yeah, besides that, more Monster Hunter Freedom that I've already touched.
I've stopped playing that for a while, and I might get back into it.
Yeah, because I played it so much when I first got it that I think I got a little overdose of Monster Hunter, so I stopped for a couple of weeks, and now I'm back at it. So, yeah, not much to say about that. That hasn't been said already. But so yeah.
There's monsters in it.
Yeah, there is monsters, and you hunt them, and it's fun.
Yes.
And it's united.
Yeah, it is united.
In the freedom.
Like Manchester. Oh wait, no. So yeah.
don't try and bring football into this podcast.
Yeah, because.
Or as the Americans call it, soccer.
Yeah, don't call it football, or Americans will get confused. Oh, it's not football, it's soccer. Oh shit.
Don't get me started on the whole football soccer debate.
Yeah, it's.
There's a reason why it's called football is because you use your feet and it's.
All the time, because you use your feet as well on American,
American football.
But it's like
you hold the ball in your hand. It's not even shaped like a ball.
Yeah, that isn't a ball. It's a freaking egg or something.
Yeah, and
we call football soccer as well, but we have football sort of like American one, but you actually kick the ball quite often.
Well, that's innovation.
Wait, isn't that like rugby or?
No, it's nothing like rugby. We have rugby, which is like American football, except not for pussies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shoulder pads. Fuck shoulder pads.
No padding at all, man. They just run into each other.
Yeah, we got that yeah, because if you look at them, they are freaking huge normally. Rugby players.
Yeah.
That's why in American football you have all that padding to make themselves look like they're huge.
Because they don't want to break bones. They don't want to get hurt, man.
I mean, they get as well, so, but not as much, I guess, as rugby players. Okay, so...
what you've been playing?
I must say, American football player is probably more manly than any soccer player out there.
Meh.
Meh. Maybe some of the Portuguese players.
You're so funny.
Who's that man?
Okay, Ronaldo.
The footballer. Yeah.
I hate him so much. Yes, he is. I can say you that he is. So, no debate.
This is the truth.
No debate in there. But, yeah, he plays good, so. Yeah.
What is there to debate?
That he.
It'd be hard pressed to find someone who would disagree.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, can I ask you guys a quick question? Is soccer a video game?
What?
Is soccer a video game?
A video game? No, several video games.
Alright.
There are at least...
A proper video game, sorry.
Yeah, there are two...
No, Nintendo those.
No, there are two big franchises of football, that is Pro Evolution Soccer from Konami and FIFA from EA. So they pretty much battle each other.
So how did we get to what we were playing to soccer?
Yeah, I guess I guess Pro Evolution Soccer is more arcadey than
it means it's more fun
than FIFA, but
it does though.
I only play with friends because after all I don't watch football that much, so it's like
the Americans again.
Pro Evolution Soccer and FIFA is like Madden in the USA. Like everybody plays it.
So
what about the break? I want my break. Okay, so
we take no breaks.
We take breaks, so shut up. Okay, we'll take a little break and we'll be back with some news and new releases. So yeah,
we'll have some football.
Yeah, no more football.
If you feel like it.
Okay, so break. No. And we're back to some new releases. Okay,
after
so
a virtual break.
Break. Okay, so it isn't a very strong week, but
it's never a strong week.
Yeah.
Until Christmas, when everything comes out.
No, until end of September and October and November, and December as well. Okay.
There's got to be some good games here.
Yeah, there are some good games. We have Final Fantasy Dissidia for the PSP. A game that I've been waiting for a long, long time. Because it to be released in Europe. It took like... What?
The game I really don't care about.
Yeah, we got that.
It's not a PC game.
No, but this Final Fantasy, it has RPG elements, but it is a brawler, so, yeah.
So it's a J-brawler.
J-brawler.
Okay, but it got some pretty good reviews.
Draft, what the fuck, why are you playing Team Fortress 2?
Because Heroes of New Earth isn't working.
You motherfucker.
This is supposed to be serious, just playing video games. Well, I'm trying to be gone.
Okay,
Fuck this, I'm gonna play Left 4 Dead.
I heard you
like fuck you.
And listening to the video game podcast, so I'm playing a video game in your video game podcast.
You guys are the worst.
About, are you listening about games?
It could be our favorite conversation, and I was gonna burst out saying, headshot!
This is serious business, guys. You guys.
For those of you who don't know, Sam has been watching on my screen and I just saw something crawl up screen saying Draft is now playing Team Fortress 2 on Steam.
Awesome. Okay,
about
so
what the fuck is he doing?
Moving on. Besides Final Fantasy Cedar, we have also for the PSP Soul Calibur Broken Destiny. It's supposed to be pretty good as well, if you like Soul Calibur.
Because it has Kratos!
Yes, just for that, people will buy the freaking game.
That makes it immediately awesome.
Okay, besides, there is also Metroid Prime Trilogy for the Wii. If I had a Wii, I would buy it. Since I don't, I won't buy it. Awesome. My logic...
You buy it for the box,
my logic is awesome.
Well, okay. You got Wii, it's only cost like...
I'm probably not going to be buying anything for my Wii because it's too many games I want to buy for the PC right now.
Yeah, but the Wii, I would
buy.
Like... As I said, I...
You buy PC games.
I would like to have a Wii if it wasn't so freaking expensive. It has
it's
the same...
Expensive.
Yeah, it is.
But you're the one who's got... You're complaining about the Wii being expensive when you bought a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, because...
The Wii is like the cheapest console here.
Don't compare the value, please. Especially now, because, I mean, since the console, the Wii, was released...
Oh god, I can't afford a Wii, what am I going to do? I'll just buy a PS3 instead.
Even the games are cheaper over here. The Wii game, new releases on the Wii are $20 cheaper than any other new release.
In here are like 10 euros less, but it is 250 euros, and it hasn't dropped the price. What the fuck?
This has been on like... 300 and something.
Because people
dollars.
Are still buying it. Not going to drop it unless demand goes down.
I mean,
everyone, including their grandmother, has a Nintendo Wii. Yeah.
Even I have a Nintendo Wii, but I just don't buy any games for it because there's always something else that I want more than a
Wii. Sport
it,
have a look at the console.
Wait, do you have
a... I still need to buy Mad World.
You have a Wii?
Yes, I have a Wii.
I had no idea. Yeah, that's because you talked so much about the games. Yeah.
I mean, the last game I bought was like Brawl. Wait, no, I actually didn't buy that. My friend just left his here and he never picked it up.
Oh, he didn't torrent it.
Awesome.
Like everything else.
So, more games.
Consoles hate me so much, even if I had to buy another Wii because the last one completely fucked, that I had to buy a new one.
Okay, so more games. We have also a multi-platform game that is IL2 Sturmovik Birds of Prey. Best name ever, by the way.
It's a flight simulator in World War II.
Flight simulator that
I've got the first game.
You have?
Because there's always space for a World War II simulator.
No.
World War II is so not overdone.
I get to play
the first game's really good if you have a joystick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I tried the demo a couple of days ago, and it is fun. But one of the problems I have with flight simulators is that you don't feel the speed.
Like,
I mean, I guess it's something normal on a plane because you don't have anything to how can I say it to see if you are speeding. Like on the air.
You're coming up with like... We're gonna have to pull you over, sir.
Yeah, we just had some like fighter jets with like lights on the top just going.
Excuse me, sir.
You know how fast you're going?
No, but
it's
like
a 2,000 mph speed limit.
What I meant is like when you are on a car, you see the scenery, you see the scenery passing by, and but on a plane you just don't have that kind of perception. But the thing that I didn't like about the game is that there is like a couple of difficulties, and the first arcade is pretty much it's easy to pick up, but the other two, that is simulator and there is an other name that is more extreme. I can't remember. It's
extreme
like
extreme edition.
It's like you turn too much and you crash.
Is it like the difficulty to like if you actually tried to fly a plane you would probably suck?
Yeah, no, exactly, because sometimes you turn too much, now you are going in a nosedive and going to die. So
I think no controls can compare to how bad the controls are in Frontline's Fuel of War when you have to control a helicopter.
Is it that hard?
You wouldn't think it would be that hard, but as soon as you move your mouse the helicopter just goes on its side, crashes.
Wait, is it like in Battlefield?
don't know.
Because in Battlefield it wasn't, I mean, impossible, but it was hard. Sometimes you were trying to do something, and next you know it, you are going down pretty fast.
Well, if you move your mouse up and down, no way, if you move them side to side, the helicopter just goes on its side and then falls to the ground and blows up.
Could it be you're not playing it properly?
You have to, like, look up and down with the mouse, and then you can only look side to side with the arrow keys.
Oh.
And no, you can't change it to WASD, which it makes things a lot
WASD.
Okay.
I've got WASD controls.
WASD.
Okay, so, more games. Also, Champions Online, that I haven't tried. I didn't get into the beta, but
I haven't heard about it. So
yeah, it's an MMO with heroes and stuff. Yeah, it's supposed to be good, but I'm not that into MMOs anyway. So meh. Yeah. Okay, so
so
I'll guess we will move on to
you guys have heard a new Wii game called Pool Hall Pro?
Oh no, we weren't going.
I think that's that's a pretty good game, I tell you. That's it, you know, if you like pool, that's what you get.
You can do anything doing pool in that game.
Because you think it's just normal pool, but it comes with all different kind of game modes. Because if you play UK 8-ball pool and you think, you know what, I don't quite like this, I kind of like more American style kind of, you can play US 8-ball. They have the UK and the US. I have no idea what the difference is, but
the US version is just completely fucked up.
And if you think 8-balls aren't even enough, you can have 9-ball pool or 10-ball pool. 15-ball pool. And
awesome.
And if you want less balls, you can have like 6-ball pool.
Human balls all over the place if you want.
If you want to get really drunk while you're playing, you can play pub pool. So that includes beer.
Game, you just take it out of the system and then put another one in.
And if you don't even like pool whatsoever, if you bought Pool Hall Pro and you didn't like pool, you could have 6-ball snooker as well, for some reason which I cannot understand yet. But there's quite a lot of game modes.
Too much for pool.
Yeah, I mean pool is one of those activities that even if you don't have a pool table, you can find them pretty easily in like bars or
on video game consoles.
Because it would be cheaper to like play it in a bar or something than buy that game, and it would also be a lot fun.
And it will be better. So
it'll be better because you're probably more drunk.
Yeah, another reason.
It's hard to play pool when you're sober.
Wouldn't it be kind of funny if you went to a bar and all the pool tables were replaced with like
video game. This man had a Nintendo Wii setup. Let's play some Wii Sports.
Okay, so
it's just not the same.
I guess we'll have another little break, and we'll be back with some news. Okay, and we are back. And now we have some news, just because we love you that much. Okay.
Ooh, sexy news, is it?
Sexy news. Wait, that was on South Park. Sexy action news. Awesome.
You're gonna have sexy news with three guys. It's pretty sexy.
Yeah, that's what makes it sexy. Yeah.
More like two guys. One.
I mean, yeah, what are you talking about?
We are so serious, Biz.
Serious business.
Oh, don't be mad with that site. Ever since I saw that picture, I've been traumatized.
Okay, so about the news on on the PS3 Blu-rays, 74% of your PS3 users have watched Blu-ray.
American users.
What's that? As Craigie was saying...
I know I've already said this before, but saying that 74% of PS3 users use Blu-ray is like saying that 84% of people who own a toaster eat toast. Most people have bought their PS3.
So what you're saying is there's 20% of people who own toasters just buy a toaster for show.
Yeah, because they're all shiny and they have...
You hear these stories about people who just buy a PS3 just so they can have a Blu-ray player. It's like they're unfamiliar with these things called video games.
Yeah, but I mean, for example...
Wait,
I've only...
now?
No, but for example, in my case, I've bought the PS3 at launch, and at least in here, I don't know about other countries, the first people... The first few, I don't know, I think it was 500 that registered on PSN would get a Blu-ray of Casino Royale. And that's the only Blu-ray I have because it was free.
It's a good film, though.
Yeah, it is. And on Blu-ray, it is awesome. I noticed the difference because I've seen it on both DVD.
Because you have better eyes than Draft.
Yeah.
I didn't really notice much difference.
Use glasses, man.
It depends because there are some movies that the port is just sloppy and there aren't that many differences. But others you can tell. It's just a matter of finding good.
Usually the newer movies are better in Blu-ray than some of the old ones.
Well, okay, so besides this breaking news, Sony is going to push 3D TVs into 2010, I think. So yeah, be waiting for the 3D era. What's that?
Oh god.
One again.
Yeah.
Then we'll have the Virtual Boy too. That'll be awesome.
Imagine like a huge TV in your face.
It is a TV in your face.
That would be an awesome logo for the new Bravia 3D.
It's not just a TV.
It's like a TV in your face.
A TV in your face, like a guy with a TV plaster.
Some really cool glasses.
No, but I must say that I've tried the. I don't think it was a Bravia TV, but I've tried the 3D TV. 3D TV. In a LAN party a couple of weeks ago, and it's fun, but I guess I won't just buy a TV for the 3D aspect of it. So yeah, breaking news. Awesome. More news. God of War, both the first and the second games that came on the PS2 are going to be re-released on the PS3. So it is if you haven't checked out both of those games and you have a PS3, go for it. Really, they are some amazing games. And besides, it isn't just a port, because they are going to fix a little some issues to fit better in a HD TV and all that. So
it's just like God of War 1 and 2, but in HD.
In HD, and another stuff
so,
like
that. So it's just like Serious Sam, in HD. Wait.
No. Let's not talk about that yet.
I would say that was an awesome trailer. Okay, so more news.
Serious Sam is Serious Biz.
if you are listening and you haven't checked the... If you don't get what we are talking about, go to the news of last week.
You don't
week.
Know what Serious Sam is, should go kill yourself now.
No, but at least the trailer is, I guess it is normal for some people to not know about it because it's a little obscure. But go to the news on Level 257 last week, and you, on the vids section...
Level 257, who goes to that site anymore? That died ever since that Australian site lost his internet.
Okay, more news. The Wii internet channel is free. This is something that
I don't know why I really don't know why I would need to get like the internet channel on my Wii anyway.
A browser on the Wii.
Yeah, but it would just take longer to like search stuff up.
Yeah, but the thought that it was first paid. No, but at least they are doing something right, because for the people that actually paid for the Wii channel, now you can buy a NES game.
It's a pretty big idiot for buying an internet channel.
You shouldn't get the game. You should get a slap on the face.
You guys, like, seriously, are your consoles located like near your PC or something?
No.
Yes, about
like, see, my Wii and my consoles are right next to my computer, so I need to check something on the internet.
I don't know, if your console's downstairs, your bedroom's upstairs with your PC, that'd be quite inconvenient.
Bedroom's next to the room where my PC is.
Yeah, but my PC isn't near any of my consoles, but, I mean, even, for example, the PS3, I've only used the browser on it, and the browser on it is pretty cool. It works pretty well, it has all, mostly, most plugins and all that.
It has all the flash and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, most stuff.
The main problem with the Wii channel would be it would take too long to look stuff up, because it would take ages to type
anything. Yeah, but as I was saying, even if with a good browser like on the PS3, I don't use it that much. I only use it for like sometimes where my PC was having problems.
Fucked.
Yeah, in other words.
I think that was the only reason I would use it. If my PC is fucked, it would be fixed straight away, because...
You are a PC gamer.
I suppose I know how to fix a PC, I'm like Craigie Boy.
Awesome. Okay, so...
I didn't break it, it broke.
It just broke by itself, I know what you mean. Okay, more news. Blizzard is saying that their next MMO is going to be significantly different from WoW, that is.
I mean, it's actually going to be good.
WoW's pretty goddamn boring.
Okay, so...
Why does Blizzard need to make a new MMO? There were like 100 trillion people playing...
Because they can.
WoW.
That's how, because they can. So shut up.
They're making more money than God.
Releasing lots of multiplayer games is a good way to like screw up their online games, because it's going to screw up the communities.
Yeah. But what Paul Sam's the...
It's like Left 4 Dead. Oh!
Wait, but on this was on Wired, and it is Paul Sam's, Blizzard COO, wait, COO? CEO, sorry. I think the new MMO is going to be significantly different enough from WoW, such that you're not going to feel like they're one and the same, resulting in that you have to pick or choose. So, in a way, you are going to be addicted to another game. Awesome! You can ruin your life.
Where would you find all the time to play this game when you're too busy playing WoW?
But when you look at it, most people that are buying Blizzard, like buy Blizzard games, probably already play WoW, so a lot of them will probably leave.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
what it's going to do is split the community into two groups: people who play WoW and people who play whatever this is.
No, and people that
maybe they're like Epic Flame Wars.
Epic Flame Wars on games by the same company.
Yeah. What have we done?
See, I find it kind of funny is there's lots of like Blizzard fans are asking for like a world of Diablo. It's like Diablo
what?
Kind of
that's probably what
like
they're getting.
An MMO anyway, in a way, it sort of is.
Yeah.
What about the StarCraft MMO? It was
It would be horrible, I reckon.
No, but it they were I guess they even released some screenshots, but I guess it got canned. I think
probably it was probably
going to
be horrible.
Yeah, I mean, like the action game. Do you remember that?
In StarCraft MMO, it would just be everyone's going Protoss or Zerg.
Yeah, I like the Marines. That's what I play.
But no one would choose them. Who would want to choose like humans that have like guns and that over?
Yeah, why would you want humans?
But they have flamethrowers.
No one likes humans.
Okay, so more news. Let's see. Let's see more.
News. Sexy news, remember?
Oh yeah, we have sexy news. Okay, OnLive entered beta stage. So beware of the OnLive.
You Americans better fucking appreciate this shit.
I find it funny how people think OnLive is gonna be the gonna like cause the death of PC gaming.
It is PC gaming, isn't it?
apparently it's
How's it gonna kill it?
Apparently it's gonna kill like PC gaming altogether, according to some people.
Yeah, but
I'm not gonna buy OnLive, I think it's gonna be a waste of money.
I seriously doubt that it's going to work as they are saying. Because if you read some of their statements and stuff on press releases, it's like a crazy thing that it's going to work all the time and you can have games with no lag. And
I know, there's PC games that work all the time. That's
what happens if like the servers go down, then it's all over for it.
Yeah, that's my problem, because if you had that,
all the servers are going to go down for this. Console fanboys are going to go over to the servers and ambush them.
Unless you have like an option to store some games on an hard drive or something, I don't see this working completely. But we'll see. Maybe it will. And it will kill gaming.
It won't work in Europe. It definitely won't work in Australia.
No, because there's going to be no servers in Australia.
Like, where's the nearest server? Is going to have to go across the ocean.
Go all the way to Europe, and then there's going to be like 500 pings.
Probably there's going to be the OnLive pipeline that goes under the sea to Australia so they can get it. Then it might work.
Maybe, if it's in a good mood.
Whereas there's all the servers that go and decide to not work.
So you're putting in all your information. So where are you from? Australia. The whole system just breaks.
You can't comprehend someone trying to connect to from Australia.
Okay, one last piece of news. This time for the DSi. That the first DSi only game was announced. And it's called Monster Finder.
It's a bit like Monster Hunter then, except you find instead of hunt.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe you get to be the monsters and you get to kill hunters.
No.
That'd actually be a pretty cool game.
You are the monsters.
I would buy that game.
You are the hunters.
You're running around with the monster.
And you have to like use the camera to, you know, like create your own monster way. I think it is like that.
So you could just take a picture of like a hell ugly chick and then you win the game.
Like, instead, take a picture of yourself. Oh.
So, yeah, it's cool.
You can tell how interested I'm in the DSi by how much we don't talk about it.
Funny how much people don't care about the DSi.
I mean, I don't care about the DSi, but I have a DS and I played it. I play it a lot, so. Yeah. So this game is going to eat.
When you're not playing on the Monster Hunt on your PSP, you're just playing stuff on the DS.
Yeah, Monster Finder. It's going to hit Japan in winter, and who knows from the rest of the world.
If it is in Japan, it's winter. It'll be probably summer in 2016.
Okay, so or 17. I guess the news desk is over. So,
no more sexy time.
No more sexy time. Next week, or. Or in 2 weeks or whatever when we record again.
Oh, that would be years. So,
yeah, anything that you want to say to the listeners about Level 257 or anything you are working on?
I'm not working on anything.
You fucker.
I am.
You sort are? Of.
It's gonna be over in a long time. Probably won't be finished in a while though.
What? What it is?
Well, you just have to find out when I post it.
Nah, you fucker. Yeah, but I guess that thing I was talking in the beginning about we both doing something with League of Legends, like an audio preview or a written one. I guess we have to look into that. So
if League of Legends lets you.
Yeah, if they let you. So
they let you have criticisms.
From me, you can expect some more news, like tomorrow maybe.
News.
Tomorrow, that is September 6th, or maybe 7th, it depends. So yeah, some more news, and Scambo is working on another gaming on the go.
Like this podcast.
So yeah, I guess we are done. So hope you enjoyed another randomness fest. And we'll see you next time, whenever that is.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, see ya.
It could be a week, it could be many weeks. And how long is it gonna take?
It's not gonna be worth it.
Yeah, so bye.